Anything, I say Allah. Allah. You can even do. I'm not the one that took this generator, but it's the one that took it. You know, that's what being a thief does to you. Huh? Now, typically, when men usually wanted to walk with God, let's go there so that it won't be like Matthew 5, verse 37. Go back, 36. Are you tired? Now, nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you are not able to make a single hair white or black. Now, Jesus Christ here is saying that, or let's read verse 37. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Another scripture says, let your yes be yes, and your nay, nay, right? Meaning a firm yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. Now, what Jesus Christ is saying here is that, you know the example of the thief that I gave that was on his mother? You know, if you bring the God that he believes in, and he says, swear by this God, the real one that he believes in is not Quran or Bible, you know? If you go to bush and they bring something, that's the real God that he believes in. Right? And you say, swear by this oath. Did you take the generator or not? You know, he will say yes. Now, the reason why he's saying yes on the side is because that's the real God that he believes in. You get, right? Nigerian politicians don't believe in God. That's why they will swear by Bible and still go and steal money. Actually, if they swore by Ogun, they won't steal money. I'm serious. I'm not saying that they should not be doing Ogun worship. I'm not saying that that's the real God that they believe in. You get, right? Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this thing because typically in the past, for you to get the true essence of a man, you have to make him make a vow. Do you understand? Right? The only way you can know that a man is going to be serious is that you have to say, oh yeah, let's make a vow. You have to say, oh yeah, promise. It's the same reason why some of you, someone will tell you that they will give you something. You don't believe them, so you will try and get assurance. You know, I say, oh yeah, promise. Or you can say, oh yeah, let's do like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Because you don't believe them. Why don't you believe them? Because men are not trustworthy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? The mind can say, I will do this. But actually, he doesn't want to do it, all right? That's why God himself does not accept. The only way God knows you are trustworthy is when the seeking is diligent. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, Jesus now says that, you know what? It shouldn't be that the only time you can be serious. Because back in the day, the only time people would say that they will do something for God is when they've cut vow. They'll say, God, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. That's the only way God will take them serious. But Jesus did not say that, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. That's actually because you are not a very good person, but that your simple yes and no should be as binding as a vow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning that the decisions that you are making in life, you say you are going to do something, you should have the level of seriousness in your mind that is going to take that as a matter of integrity between you and God. Are we together? So you say, I'm going to pray in the morning. Huh? 1 week, it will do. Yeah, so maybe you understand what I'm saying now. After like 3 days of not meeting up, you just, oh boy, we'll just run out like that, you know. Why? Because the mind is not serious. To you, it's a joke. But God is saying, no, if you want to do business with me, your mind has to operate on a higher level of diligent seeking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what are the signs of a mind that is not serious, or the signs of a weak mind? The first sign is a mind that showcases an inability to take instructions. What did I say? Inability to take instructions. The second is inability to follow through on commitments. Praise God. What did I say? You will decide, I'm going to do this thing. And how many of you don't finish what you start? That thing is demonic. You start something, you will not finish it. You move on to another one. You start it, you will not finish it. You move on to another one. You say you are exploring. And some of you is in your bloodline. That's the reason why your father did not excel. Inability to follow through on commitments. You will say, I'm going to be here every day by 10 o'clock. First month, you will do it. Second month, you start coming 10:45. Huh? Amen. Amen. Or you say, I'm going to come for choir rehearsal. This day, I'm going to come. Because everything will just be boring. Your mind cannot enter into emergency mode. That, no, I must go. I said I will go, I must go. There's a sign of a weak mind. Let me tell you something here. Whenever you say, and whenever you tell God that I'm going to spend this time to pray with you or to pray to you, I'm going to spend this time, you know. If you don't meet up with that thing, God will take you as unserious. You're not ready yet. Hallelujah. Some of you are too arrogant. Huh? It's not your fault. It's a modern day Christian thing. I've seen it. It's everywhere now. Christians that don't know anything, who think they know something. Some of you, the God you are hearing is not God. What did I say? It's not God. Some of you, not all of you. Okay. That's why your life is scattered. Some of you, the wala in your life comes because of what you thought you had. Abina, how can that be? You get? When, for a man to hear God, for a man to get to the point where he says, God told me this, you need to have diligence in prayer. Amen. It's not what I'm teaching now, but let me just say this thing. You need to have diligence in prayer to the point that God will only show up to you in some ways after you have prayed a certain way for like 90 days. Usually it's 90 days, 60 days, at times the whole year. Huh? You need to build it. Every day, even if it's 6 to 6:30, you'll be there every day, every day, every day, every day. At times, the time God might want to show up is the 80th day. Huh? Some of you now, your 21-day fast. As you started that 21-day fast, there might be something that God has said, okay, if you can do this 21 days diligently, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to reward you. Day 20, that's the day you just say, it's one more day now, let's just eat, let's not. Shebi, just one more day now. Let's just praise God. So, inability to follow through on commitments. You're not married yet, but when you're married, you understand that many people forget their wedding vows. You understand? Because the mind is weak. Not everybody says in sickness and in health. So why is it that women run away from men that falls? You know, because everybody said in good time and bad time. You said it with your mouth. Abina? Yes. But when bad time come, everybody run away. They say, this is not what, this is not what I signed up for. Why? The mind is weak. That's why the mind cannot hold, the person cannot carry the power of God. Third, lack of focus. Huh? When the mind cannot be focused, especially in prayer. Hallelujah. Especially in prayer. See, a mind that needs excitement to pay attention is weak. Are we together? If you need me to start shouting and jumping up and down to listen to me, your mind is weak. The mind that can't pull itself together and say, oh yeah, come back, my mind. Oh yeah, come back. You are entering premiership. Oh yeah, come back here. Come back here. Come back here. A mind that cannot do that is weak. The last is always looking for the easy way out rather than understanding the principles of how things work. Hallelujah. What did I say? Always looking for the easy way out. You will not read, you want to pray and pass. Yet, as a weak mind. Hallelujah. You will not pray, you go and meet pastor. Pastor, pray for me. I thank God nobody has come to me because the way I'll talk to you, not like it. You know, pastor, pray for me. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, pray for me. He just wants people to do things for you. Want this one to happen. Let everybody gather everything for you. Now, when the mind is weak, there will be an inability to see God. But you'll be seeking God. It's just that you'll be frustrated because you'll not be getting the results that you seek. Hallelujah. So you'll be seeking God, though. Just that God will be running far from you. Yet. God only responds to serious people. Please don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Yeah? And it's your choice. You can choose to just be a normal Christian. Or you can choose to be a Christian that has power. Now, you see, the word I haven't used is your choice. That is the power of your will. If you say, I want to be a serious Christian, God will start watching you. Oh, yeah, let's see now. Yeah, let's see. Some of you, all the challenges you've been encountering, it is the devil that is trying to discourage you. Amen. It matters a lot to Satan, for instance, that you don't complete this fast. It matters a lot. I get. And so, we learn how to grow our minds through the training. Everybody say training.
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 Primarily, God trains the soul. If you think about it, God doesn't train the body, per se. Huh? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
God trains the soul. Paul told Timothy, he said, bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. So the training of God is focused on the soul via godliness. He wants to impute godliness into the soul, not the body. Human beings are more concerned about gymming. Huh? God is not concerned about gymming. God is concerned about gymming in the soul. And so, Christian life is discipleship. Praise God. Huh? It's training. You get. This is the time. And, don't worry, I'll start. Let me just get the modalities. Okay, this is the time. Some of you will put you in prayer cell. Okay, you pray 12 to 3 for 20 days. It's training, it's gymming. It's gymming, you're gymming your soul. If you learn this thing, if many older people learn this thing when they were your age, they'll be champions by now. Okay, it's harder to learn it when you are older. When you have family, you have many things. Praise God. So, never be sad at when people are training you. It's for your own good. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you angry? Okay. Better don't be angry. Precious, are you okay? Okay. Cool. So God is going to do a lot. We're going to welcome the ministration of Mr. Remo. This is not the word of God, though. This is not the preaching. This one is charge. So there's still word. Eh? It's training. Amen.
Amen.
Say, I receive training.
Yes.
It's training. Amen. So we're going to receive the ministration of the word of God. And you must receive this ministration happily. Eh? It's training. You'll be happy even though, soldier, even if they're flogging you. That's why they sing all those songs, Soldier, go, soldier, come. One of those songs that they sing now is to endure the training. You get to be happy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ah, God. I have so many things to say to you guys, but there's no time. You need power and authority. I tell you the truth. All right, so let's welcome Mr. You must be happy because they are hearing the word of God. All right, you can sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry. And this ministration is 1 hour. As the spirit.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is that yes, sir, by faith? Like, Abby, your feelings will catch up later, Abby. Awesome. See, I want us to say thank you to Pastor Kenny. Yeah, thank you so much, sir. I was thinking as I was coming to church today also that, he has spoken about some of the things I was going to share with us as well. So I'll just pick up a few things and we'll see how this conversation goes. I was thanking God for a place like this of how